Thank you for calling the organization of Skyfans Blues Line for the week starting Monday, December 16th. The season is upon us, and everything slows down from now into January. One exception is that the city has now agreed to meet with us on December 30th on matters related to our contract. We have seen the recent CWA Local 1180 settlement and are hoping that we will be next. Meanwhile, life goes on, and at least 521 members and their guests attended the OSA holiday party out in Queens. The terrace in the park is less historic than the Grand Prospect Hall, but does have working elevators, was not cold between 5 p.m. and 6 p.m., does have parking, and has drop-dead gorgeous views of the city. The food and drink were excellent, and the music kept the dance floor full for hours. The nicest part of the evening for the OSA leadership came in the first hour. The daughter of one of our members came up to thank us for saving her mother's job. It seems that in 1983, when she was 12 years old, the OSA leadership was able to avert her mother's job loss by making a strong case for an extension of probation and a change of boss. The new boss was very pleased with her mother's work, probation was passed, and later years brought promotions, and by 2004, retirement. Then, years later, her daughter, now herself a successful career civil servant, came over to our party and reminded us of wars fought and won 36 years earlier. That was as nice a Christmas present as any union leader could ever hope to receive. That's all the news for this week. Thank you for calling, and call again next week.